Hello, everybody, and welcome to another segment of Let's Talk About It on ESPN Jamestown AM 1400. We're translated over on 107.1 FM, and we're streamed online at newsdakota.com. Today, joining us here on Let's Talk About It, we have the coach of the University of Jamestown men's volleyball team. You didn't hear me incorrectly, men's volleyball team. We have Coach Riley Salmon joining us, and Coach Riley, welcome to our show.
Yeah, thank you for having me. I like how you said that, men's volleyball, a little bit of a different ring up north, but... We're hoping to bring some recognition to the sport and as well to the University of Jamestown.
Right. So we get this unique opportunity to talk to Coach Riley about this and learn more about men's volleyball, because people, you know, maybe used to, you know, women's volleyball. That's typically been the case. But men's volleyball, is this new or has this been around for some time?
It's been around since the 70s.
OK.
However, it's spreading, I guess, across the nation, as you would say right now.
Yeah.
The NAI especially has gone from about 24 schools to now they're at 50 schools that have men's volleyball.
Yeah.
Men's Division I only has 26 schools, so basically doubling the number of schools in the NAI, and it gives a lot of kids a lot of opportunities to play.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's really neat to be a part of this. I'm really excited about it.
Yeah, so I guess, Coach Riley, for those who may not know about you, you've definitely got some experience in men's volleyball.
Yeah, yes, sir. I played 17 years professionally. Played on the U.S. men's national team for 12 years, competing in 3 Olympic Games, winning a gold medal in 2008.
Awesome.
So yeah, I got a lot of experience, and you know, the great thing is I get to share this with the kids here at the University of Jamestown,
and, right,
and tell them how important it is to what they're doing, and hopefully bring some recognition to the sport, yeah, of men's volleyball.
So again, like you pointed out, it's growing, still relatively new, it seems like, though, but how exciting that the University of Jamestown in North Dakota gets to jump on this trend.
Yes, it's very exciting. You know, everywhere I go around town, I hear people saying they can't, yeah, wait to come in February to watch us. And I think they're going to be pleasantly surprised, because it's a faster game, a little bit more physical, and the attacks are a little bit different. We hit from the back row as well as the front row, so it's a little bit more physical.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and I'm excited to see what the public thinks about it.
Again, Coach Riley Salmon joining us right now, and Let's Talk About It. And that leads me to that next question then. I mean, any differences other than, you know, men, women, is there any differences when it comes to like rules or playing the game?
There's no differences as far as rules or regulations. The ball's a little bit different. The net is higher. So the net is set 6 inches, 6.5 inches higher.
Okay.
There's a little more jump serving that goes on in the men's game.
Yeah.
It's a little bit quicker. However, you know, women are a lot more disciplined. So their ball control's a lot better.
Yeah,
they do a lot of things better that the men don't do. So it's a nice mix. You know, I try to coach in the style that I'm bringing both styles to the men's game. I like ball control,
yeah,
and I like physical play.
For sure.
So we're trying to implement both of those tactics involved in our game plan.
Awesome. So, I mean, people are a big fan of women's volleyball. They're going to love men's volleyball, it sounds like.
I think so. Yeah. I think they will. You know, it's going to be fun and it's going to be different. You know, most of the time when something's fun and different, people enjoy it.
Yeah.
So, you know, we're just real grateful to have the opportunity to do this, because it is starting the program from scratch.
Yeah.
Is something I had never thought I would do. And now I'm getting to do it at the University of Jamestown in North Dakota.
Yeah.
And it's been really a dream come true for the first, you know, we've been 14 months in the making now. So.
Wow. And what's really exciting is that date approaches when people will finally get to see the unveiled product, if you will, coming up here on December 17th. The first chance for people to come out and see men's volleyball at the University of Jamestown.
Yeah, we'll have an orange and black scrimmage at 6 p.m. on December 17th,
yeah,
open to the public, no admission fee. Everybody just come in and check it out. And what we'll do is we'll break into two teams.
Yeah.
We'll probably be pretty evenly matched, and we'll play a 3 out of 5 set volleyball match.
Yeah.
And it will be structured with the protocol of warm-up and just like a regular volleyball match. And it will be the first opportunity that I think the people get to see University of Jamestown compete.
Yeah. Yeah, it's very, very exciting. So December 17th, Newman Arena, make sure you have that circled at 6 p.m. And I do kind of want to go back here too, Coach Riley, to building this program. I mean, what does that mean for you as now a coach for the university? But also, you know, what are some of the struggles? Because with it being kind of, like you said, a more rare program, I mean, how do you find, you know, opponents, and how is that working for you?
It's been a learning process, and I'm real grateful for Dr. Polly Peterson for giving me this opportunity, because I had no university coaching experience at all, just some really solid accolades as a player. And I came on my interview, and I'd been working with club volleyball, which is seniors in high school, juniors in high schools, for the last 7 years. And she had an idea, and she envisioned it, and she fortunately put me at the head of that and leading the charge. And, you know, it's been I learn stuff every single day. You know, it's a process, and scheduling has been not near as difficult as I thought it would be.
For sure.
We're going to have to travel for some matches. There's no getting around that. But we have a real solid team. We have some solid individuals that are really good people, and collectively we're coming together really nicely as a unit. So it's really fun to watch, and I'm extremely grateful to be a part of it.
For sure. Yeah, very exciting stuff happening at the university. Again, UJ men's volleyball coach Riley Salmon joining us on Let's Talk. Again, that orange and black scrimmage, December 17th. But what's the first game when it starts the count?
So February 1st, we will be at Dort playing a tri-match. We will play Dort and Viterbo.
Wow, okay.
So that will be our first two matches. But our first home match will be February 13th and 14th, Valentine's weekend.
Perfect.
So that'll be a great great Valentine's present for everybody here in Jamestown.
Yeah. Gosh, I'm excited about it. I know the community is, like you said, Coach Salmon, but if anybody has questions about, you know, the program, or about, you know, my kids interested in joining volleyball, what do they have to know? What do they have to learn? What are some ways you would encourage them to learn
absolutely.
More about
that? Absolutely. I would go to the Blue Jays have a club volleyball team in town that's awesome. Run by John Hagerly and his wife, Sarah, and they do a great job as far as the women's side. We obviously want to implement some boys programs around the state. So we're looking at doing that this summer. We want kids to see that it's not necessarily a woman's sport, and that this can be a physical game that physical men can play.
Yeah.
So our hope is to get around to some high schools, maybe have a practice or two in their gyms or something like that, and kind of start spreading the word once our season gets started. And maybe March and April as we're concluding the season.
That is awesome. That's got to be added to the excitement of it all, is spreading this now and getting more clubs in there. So perfect. Anything else, Coach Salmon, that you want to mention or throw out there?
You know, I just want to say thank you again to the University of Jamestown and Dr. Peterson and Sean Johnson. Everyone has been on board and has really bought into what we're doing. And, you know, I want to give a big shout out to my guys that are playing. And we've been going twice a day for a good amount of time. And we're putting in a lot of time and a lot of effort because we want to be good, and we want to represent the university at the standard that we think that it should be represented. So we're really grateful for the opportunity and really looking forward to finally to start to compete. It's been 16 months in the making, so the guys are starting to get a bit itchy to compete.
Well, we're excited about it again. That orange and black scrimmage coming up here on December 17th, 6 p.m. at the Newman Arena. And Coach Riley, thanks for joining us here.
Thank you. And make sure to get there early because the warm-ups are pretty exciting to watch. The guys bounce the balls up pretty high.
Awesome. Perfect. Thanks again.
Thank you.